Well, citizenship advocate Don Tapman is, well, outraged. The man behind the Lost Canadians movement says he was denied an opportunity to speak before a parliamentary committee looking at Bill C-24, an act to amend the Citizenship Act. He says this is a flagrant violation of the democratic process in Parliament. And Don Tapman joins me on the phone here this morning. Don, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
How are things today, Mr. Tapman? Have you calmed down a little bit?
This has been ongoing for so long that it's ridiculous. We shouldn't be in this position in the first place.
Well, tell me what happened.
Okay. I was not invited to testify before the committee. They didn't want one person from Lost Canadians before the committee. Now, that's ironic because the bill in the legislative summary mentions Lost Canadians 25 times. It reminds me of the U.S. Congress when they were holding hearings on female reproductive rights and birth control. Not once did they invite a woman to come in and testify. So what I get the impression of is they've written this bill. This is the bill they want. They don't want anybody to come in and say it's bad. So they just kind of ignored the evidence. And so I came in under Melinda Jarrett, who's with the Warbrights. Now, she was invited, and all people going to a House committee to testify have the right to take a second person. I was the second person. And so it was all cleared. The chairman of the citizenship committee, the clerk, everybody agreed until I got there, and they discovered that I was on the agenda to testify.
Well, what are you going to say that scared them off? I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't understand either, and it was so appalling. And please excuse me, I'm not going to be politically correct on this one, but here I had Heather Harnois. Now, this is a woman that is being denied citizenship and Indian status, yet her family is like 20,000 years in Canada. She was with me. I'm sitting here right outside where we were testifying is a tomb of the unknown soldier. But apparently, according to the parliamentarians, the unknown soldier certainly wasn't Canadian. Because they're arguing that citizenship didn't exist before 1947, which is just a crock. Of course it did. The Attorney General of Canada won a case in the Supreme Court just 14 months ago saying the Métis were full-fledged Canadian citizens in 1870. So for whatever reason, they want to make sure that our war dead weren't Canadian, and they don't want to hear the opposite. So who were the MPs that actually voted to get me out? I mean, literally booted me out of the room. Well, the several MPs are immigrant Canadians. We've got one from Sri Lanka, two from India, one from Taiwan, one from Malaya, and two of them, their parents came from Greece and Poland. Now, I'm looking at this thinking, none of these people were in Canada during World War I and World War II, yet the fate of our war dead are in their hands, and one of them, the gentleman from Taiwan, his name is Chungsen Leong. So I walked up to him just before all the meetings started, when we were back getting some coffee together, and I said, Mr. Leong, were our war dead Canadian? And he says, well, I really don't know.
Oh, my.
Now, this is the guy that's his job is citizenship. It's like getting on an airplane with a pilot and saying, you know how to land? And he goes, well, I really don't know.
Boy, it's scary to think what who's running this country at times, really. I thought, though, that this whole Lost Canadian issue had been kind of resolved. Did we not get a kind of a hint from the Harper government that they were going to deal with this matter?
Well, yes, and what they're doing is, this is only because, it's not out of the goodness of their hearts. They're doing this because they're keeping this old chattel laws alive, but only for people born before 1947. There are also some things that need to be done in the Lost Canadians. It's not just that. There's some issues on second generation born abroad. And there are some little tweaking they need to do. And all they're really interested is to fix this pre-47 issue for the like the war bride children. And the only reason they're doing that is because we have a lawsuit against them, and they're going to lose in court. So if this was out of the goodness of their hearts, they would have done this 5 or 6 or 7 years ago. Now, in the hidden agenda of Bill C-24 is the way an individual or organization can challenge the government in the courts. So they're actually changing the rules to make it much, much more difficult to file a court challenge, which means that we take away a lot of the power of the courts to oversee the government, and we're now handing it to the Prime Minister's office.
And denying Canadians an opportunity to challenge the government as well.
Well, to challenge, but think of me. I wasn't even allowed to testify.
Yeah, truly. And now this seems to be a matter that was began by a conservative member of parliament. So was that along party lines? Was the vote to deny you the opportunity to speak, was it carried by the conservatives, or did all three party representatives on this committee vote to exclude you?
No, it started totally with the conservatives. We know this was political. The NDP did not go along with it, neither did the Liberals. Now, we were booted out of the room. And, I mean, Elizabeth May's people were there with me. I mean, they were booted out as well. And so about 20 or 30 minutes into this, John McCallum, who is a Liberal citizenship critic, walked out. And he couldn't say anything because it was in camera. So he really could not mention what was going on. But he looked at us and said, "I'm leaving because I'm so disgusted by what just took place." And he said, "You could probably figure it out." And he looked at me. When it was all over, the NDP came out, and they looked at me and apologized. So this was so undemocratic. Now, let me tell you who did get to testify.
Who got to testify?
I'm out there defending our war dead. But a person who got to testify on Bill C-24 was a lawyer who represented the bomber on Air India.
Oh, my. So, this is, you call it outrageous. It truly is. I can't think of a better word right now.
No, it's totally outrageous. And, I mean, to stifle your witnesses, especially when we know more about citizenship law than they do combined. What's interesting, and if you look at Bill C-24, it starts with a statement of citizenship didn't exist before 47. They're wrong. It's like a mathematical equation starting with 1 plus 1 is 3. Well, then everything else in the equation is going to be wrong. They don't want to hear that because they've got the bill before Parliament, and it's just there's so much in this bill that needs to be thrown out. And then it's really insulting because the bill is really about taking away somebody's citizenship, giving the power to a politician to strip you of citizenship. Well, I also am the expert on that because I was the only one in all the testimony that had the government actually do that to me.
Yeah, you lost your citizenship.
When I was 6 years of age.
Yeah.
So that alone is a scary proposition to say, do we want in Canada to allow somebody in the politician de jure, if you will, of the political party de jure to be able to strip you of citizenship? And it sounds great when you say we're taking it away because they're a terrorist. But define what a terrorist is. Is it an anti-abortionist? Would the Tea Party vote Obama out by saying he terrorizes the Tea Party? It's an open-ended question, and really, stripping somebody of citizenship should be done through the courts, not through a politician, if you will.
So where do you go from here then, Don? What happens next, or what can you do?
The Senate, once again, is coming to my rescue. It's been fascinating because I've been through this thing through three prime ministers and, you know, all the different parties from majority governments and the Liberals to majority governments and the Conservatives. When the parties are in power, they couldn't care less about lost Canadians. When they're out of power, of course, they say wonderful things. But at all times, the one that has been there with common sense has been the Senate of Canada. So the Senate wants me to come in and testify. And interestingly, the ones that I've talked to are the conservatives in the Senate who are saying, you've got to get in here and testify.
Oh, really? Wow.
So, wow.
Yeah, truly. So the Senate might be useful for something, after all, it seems.
It's been fascinating. They have been useful to me, at least in Lost Canadians. We would never have gotten anybody back into Canada, and these are a million people. What's fascinating is also, this is not unique to Canada. These laws were old British laws in the mid-1800s, and every country that was a British colony has corrected this, except Canada. Mm. And for whatever reason, the bureaucrats want to turn everyone into an immigrant, such as that First Nations woman that I had. I mean, they want her to become an immigrant, yet her family has been here for as long as Canada has been here.
Yeah.
That there have been people on the North American continent, she's been here. How insulting.
No question. Well, listen, just the whole story is, again, just continues to be outrageous, the fact that, number one, you were denied this opportunity, and two, that these million or so Canadians are still without citizenship, and, again, outrageous. Don?
Rick?
Yes?
Oh, Rick, one last thing. The other outrageous part is, where's the media on this one? Where's the CBC and CTV and Global? Why aren't they covering this, that somebody is stifled? You're covering it. Kudos to you. But why aren't they in there saying, something stinks here?
Well, we rely on the media to point these things out, so let's hope they catch on to this soon. Thank you, Don.
Thank you, Rick.
Have a good time, sir. Bye-bye. Don Chapman from the Lost Canadians. And again, to have him denied the opportunity to speak, I mean, isn't that what these parliamentary committees are supposed to do, to hear from all sides, the pros, the cons, and then they make up their minds and make their recommendations? But to deny someone an opportunity to speak because you don't want to hear what he has to say, that's, again, that is not democracy. No, not at all.